just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just rule three. System will make you feel brand new.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by my good friend, Big Shot. What's going on, Big Shot?
What's happening? Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
There's somebody else here, I think, too. Rock.
What's going on? Welcome back to the show. Another great edition of the show. I'm so glad we're here. So is, I can't think of my mascot's name now.
Who is this guy with?
Jabu. Jabu's here with me.
Oh, okay.
He's here with us on the show.
That's a new one.
Yeah, Jabu's new, man. I brought him back from Cleveland. I'm telling you, people are trying to leave Cleveland. They won a championship now.
I'm a little freaked out by it. I won't lie to you.
You don't like Jabu?
Jabu.
Yeah, Jabu's awesome, man.
All right, I'm cool with it. We go with it.
All right. Chief Wahoo might get you over here. I don't know.
No, I'm cool with him. I'm cool with him. I like the Indians. Well,
Seminole.
It's part of the tribe nation.
Yeah, you're good with that. All right, yeah.
That's why I like the Chiefs, and I don't like the Braves, though. I can't stand the Braves.
Don't worry. Nobody likes the Braves right now.
They're terrible.
Well, on today's show, we got a great, great show. We're going to talk a lot of college football. You know, it's been a sad week for weekend for some of us. You know.
All right, man. Hey, let's just do it.
You
know
what?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. But at least your team lost to a number three team in the nation now.
Yep.
My team lost to East Carolina last weekend. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who got hosed by South Carolina.
I still can't believe South Carolina won that game, but
I mean, either. It was weird.
But anyway, let's talk about the review of week three. We'll talk about it in a few seconds. Florida State loses Louisville 63-20. What is up with Francois?
Well, you know what? Francois didn't. Was it not his fault?
No, it's not his fault.
It's the offensive line is bad. And it's sad because going into the year, I was like, not to put Francois in a Jameis Winston category, but he had all the pieces that Jameis Winston had when Jameis was a redshirt freshman, just like Francois is. Senior and junior laden offensive line, good running backs, senior wide receivers, and a great defense. The problem with Florida State is that junior and senior offensive line, they can't really do anything. They're not healthy. A lot of guys are coming out of the summer, coming off of surgeries, coming off of this, coming off of that. It's just, it doesn't look right. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's why we lost. We lost because they were better than us. They had a better quarterback. They had the better running back. And I say that because Dalvin Cook has yet to run for 100 yards. He hasn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Dalvin Cook over the summer put on like 20 pounds of straight muscle. And he is not as quick as he was last year. And that's where he was. He tried to be Leonard Fournette, power running back. And that's not who Cook was. He was a quick, agile guy who could run you over if he wanted to, but he was more likely to make you miss. This year, he is not making guys miss, and it doesn't help that the offensive line isn't helping him. They will get it right. It is the most embarrassing loss I have ever seen. Hey, hats off, man. And you know what? Congratulations, Louisville. They're really, really good. Lamar Jackson is phenomenal. He is the most fun college football player to watch since Johnny Manziel.
I guess we got to give some love to Bobby Petrino because he's putting these guys in the position to be successful right now. We thought Bobby Petrino was done. You know
why? Because he had an affair and he rode on a motorcycle.
And he wrecked the girl on the motorcycle.
But that's got nothing to do with how he can coach football. He's still a good football coach.
The man can coach.
Yeah.
I will say that.
And he can recruit.
Think about what he's done. All right. I don't have a lot of respect for him because of the way he left the Atlanta Falcons job. That's a different story because, you know, he left them high and dry to go back.
I would have left, too.
I'd have left, too, if I'd have found out Joey Harrington was my quarterback instead of Michael Vick.
No,
he'd been out, too.
The way I heard, there's a lot that happened in that I didn't like. But, you know, he's going back to Louisville, rebuilt this program into, you know, a power again.
He took what Charlie Strong had and made it better.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he was there first before Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, and he made it into – it was a power when
he
was there.
And he went to, what, Arkansas, right?
He went to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And that's where it happened. And right, that's where it messed up. But when
they were
good
in Arkansas too.
When he was at Louisville the first time, they were very good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, every year in Charlie Strong actually kept it going while he was gone.
Yeah.
And now he's rebuilt it again. I don't think Charlie Strong never got it at this point. To me,
they were really good.
Teddy Bridgewater, they were good, but I don't think they were this good.
No. Lamar Jackson is different style.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You know, he didn't have the player he's got now.
Well, I'm going to tell you why Louisville is good. They have a weird base of recruits that come out of South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater, Lamar Jackson. They're all out of South Florida. And South Florida is a hub. Just like Houston is a hub. That's why Houston is a good football team this year, too, because they recruit out of Houston. They're good. They are really, really good. But a lot of teams didn't look so hot this weekend. And I'm talking about Oklahoma.
Oh, let's talk about Oklahoma. You know, you're getting ready. You're saying it. They lost to Ohio State 45-24. I was telling him before the show, can we please go ahead and get Oklahoma out of college football, any kind of championships,
yeah,
playoffs, anything. I'm so sick of hearing and seeing Oklahoma in any big game because we know they're going to lose. I'm so used to them losing every big game now.
I think Bob Stoops needs to move on. I like Bob Stoops as a coach.
I like him.
He's a good recruiter. He comes up with good schemes. It's just I don't think he cares as much as he used to when he first got there. I would like to see him leave. Maybe if somebody like Les Miles gets fired, he comes down to LSU. He kind of brings a new style of offense to LSU. That would be good for them.
The only way he was going to leave is if he went to Florida, back to Florida. That's the only way he was going
to Florida
leave.
Looks good now with Jim McElwain.
He ain't going anywhere else. You know, I could see he ain't going to LSU. I don't think they would hire him at LSU.
I don't know.
I think they need – if Les Miles should have moved last year because, you know, the way you lost to Wisconsin, the way your offense looks.
I know Les Miles needs to take a page out of Rex Ryan's book and fire his offensive coordinator.
Cam Cameron?
Yeah.
Cam Cameron, it's hard to go from an NFL style to a, you know – he didn't have that great offense.
He has an NFL style running back.
I know.
All you got to do is produce a quarterback who can hit a 10-yard pass every once in a while.
The problem with LSU is they have no quarterback play. They've had Odell Beckham Jr. They've had Jarvis Landry. They got
Ruben Randall.
They have had talent at all the skill positions except the most important skill position. And I don't know. They got this. What's his name?
Brandon Harris.
The last one.
I don't know what he did in high school to get him drafted or recruited. But they need to go back and go find that tape and find what he did good and incorporate that into their offense.
The last really good quarterback they had was Matt Flynn.
Jamarcus Russell.
Matt Flynn was after Jamarcus.
I said Matt Flynn was that great.
Flynn was good.
Zach Mettenberger was okay.
But he's a big stationary target.
They would pray to God to get Zach Mettenberger back.
But Matt Flynn was good. Matt Flynn was good in very good in college his last couple years.
Well,
he was like Chad Kelly is now. But he didn't turn the ball over the way Chad Kelly turns the ball over.
Chad Kelly. I love that kid, though. He's fun.
He's a baller. He plays.
But, you know, talking about some other games, you know, Oklahoma done. Michigan State beat Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's done.
36-28. Yeah, they were out of the top 25.
I was so surprised about that outcome, man.
Not me.
I thought Deshaun Kizer and they had enough to where they could hold off Michigan State. Because Michigan State, we don't think of anybody on their offensive side of the football.
That's the way they like it.
Do you know that behind Saban at Alabama, and there's one coach, and Urban Meyer, who the third winningest coach in college football is since the
last
6 years? Yeah, D'Antonio. No one says it, though. But the guy is a very good coach year in, year out.
I mean,
is this the year that they finally make that next step?
No, because Michigan and Ohio State are really good this year.
And the winner of the Michigan-Ohio State game should win the Big Ten tournament, or Big Ten championship, because the other side of the Big Ten, Iowa, Nebraska, and all them, that's just crap.
Wisconsin.
You know, I just said, and then Bama beat Ole Miss 48-43. You guys watch that game?
I did. Ole Miss looked good until like 2 minutes left in the first half, and then they gave up 14 points in a minute and 9 seconds. They got Alabama right back in the game.
I thought they were going to rout them.
And then all of a sudden, they got a punt return. Jalen Hurts got them down the field, got a score. And what's scary about Alabama is they haven't had a quarterback like Jalen Hurts ever. Not since Nick Saban's been there, who is a monster dual threat who can run and can throw the football.
Well, it's because he's never been about that style. He don't like that. That's Lane Kiffin, who likes that kind of mobility in a quarterback.
Well, after what Deshaun Watson did to him, it's like, you know what? We better go get somebody who can do multiple things at the quarterback position.
Yeah. I mean, because that's the way of college football now. I mean, look at Chad Kelly, DeAndre Francois, looking at
Lamar Jackson,
Greg Ward Jr.,
Deshaun Watson,
all of the same exact style of quarterback. Drop back, can throw it deep, but they can take off if they need to.
Baker
Mayfield. I'm done.
Hey, you know what? You know, Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback.
He's a good college quarterback, absolutely. He is. He just
– I don't know.
He's just in a bad spot right now because Oklahoma has nothing around him.
They lost Sterling Shepard.
That was huge. It was huge.
Look, we're moving on past Oklahoma. They're out, okay?
They're out anyway. So
is the Big 12. Let's move on. Pac-12.
The Pac-12 is not out yet.
Not yet. Stanford will lose eventually.
Stanford's got a chance. We'll talk about this weekend. And then Cal beat Texas 50-43. You say you watched that game.
I did. You know, I'm a big fan of Texas. I love their –
I like Shane Beauchamp.
Yes. And awesome. I love the combo package of the quarterbacks. Absolutely. I love it.
You're talking about
when Swoop comes in and he just starts just
– running boys over.
Just bowling people over. I love it. It's so much fun to watch. I don't know how Cal actually beat them in the end. It was a little crazy. But, you know, they should have never jumped up that high after beating Notre Dame. Obviously, we know Notre Dame wasn't that good in the long run now. So, it's kind of like – you know, you're like, they're going to fall, but it's okay. Like, that's where they're going to be. I still say Texas has an outside chance of winning the Big 12.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because TCU don't look that good.
And we know Baylor can't even play.
Nah, Baylor's top 25.
Baylor's, yeah, they are.
But, I mean.
Baylor's top 25.
Their program Baylor's is under 16. So much scrutiny right now. Yeah, don't they have, like, banned?
They're banned from going postseason anyway. But so they could still win the Big 12. I think Texas will end up winning the Big 12
Baylor end up winning.
That's fine. Let them win it. I mean, nobody needs to go from the Big 12 anyway. Just saying. No one needs to be there. Anyway, that was the games from this past weekend. Let's look ahead a little bit. We got number 12. I'm going to go through the big games. Y'all got any other games you want to mention, that's fine. Number 12, Georgia at Ole Miss. Georgia's undefeated. Ole Miss now has lost two. So they should be done.
Yeah. I mean, Ole Miss is
out. They're 1-2 right now, but they're still in top 25.
If I had to pick, I'd take Ole Miss over Georgia.
You got Ole Miss over Georgia?
Yeah, I would. Just because I like Chad Kelly, man. They're going to bounce back after losing to Alabama. Georgia doesn't seem – I mean, they got Nick Chubb's great and everything, but I just don't see it there yet.
We're not sure about Georgia's quarterback either.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what they're doing. And, you know, Mississippi is 7-point favorite on the road.
7-point favorite?
7-point favorite.
It'll be Lambert by the end.
No, they're at home.
Are they home?
They're at home. Ole Miss is at home.
Yeah, 7-point favorite in their building. They got to win that game, man.
Wisconsin and Michigan State. That's a big game.
I was going to go into that. Number 11 against number 8. I'll go Ole Miss beating Georgia. I think I agree with you guys. Wisconsin, Michigan State.
Give me Michigan State.
Absolutely. You just talked about the Michigan State coach. He's not going to lose to Wisconsin, a team that can only run the football.
Who almost lost this past weekend.
Exactly.
Yep, to a D2 school.
Yep.
D2 schools, shout out to D2 schools. They have pulled upsets and come really close to pulling a bunch this year. It's been close. Nichols almost beat Georgia.
Yep.
It's been nuts.
Nichols State.
Tennessee almost faltered on the first weekend.
Well, App State's a D1 school. They're in the Sun Belt.
Oh, yeah, that's. The Sun Belt is a Division 2. Come on now.
No. It's the other five.
Are you talking about? Division 2.
It's Division 2. We're just going to put y'all in Division
2. Listen, UNCC.
Not yet. It's not a D2 school yet. When the Power 5 moves and makes their own new little thing, it will be a D2 school.
Going to the next game, probably the game of the weekend. to me, Florida, 19 Florida at 14 Tennessee. Florida will be without Luke Del Rio, the starting quarterback.
And that's why I would take Tennessee.
I'm going to go with the Vols, too. Yeah. Man. Oh, is it in Florida or is it in
Tennessee? It's in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Vols at home. This is their statement game. Florida is their kryptonite. They have to get by Florida if they're going to make us really believe in them.
I mean, I picked them to win the SEC, so you I'm just going to keep riding it out, man.
I'm going to go different. I'm going to Florida. I don't care if they're in second string, third string. They're going to beat Tennessee. Wow. Tennessee just – they play good against Vitek for that second half, but they looked awful. They have not put a good game together the whole game yet. And I don't think this will be it this week. This is like you said, Florida usually beat Tennessee. I'm going to go to Florida.
Watch out for upset of the week.
I'm getting ready to probably say it because I think you're going
to UCLA number over seven, Stanford.
Stanford at UCLA. Why you see you killing my you steal my thunder here, man.
Man, I had to throw the upset out there.
Stanford first. Is playing at UCLA. This is the game that Stanford could. I think this will be their if they're going to lose a game. It's going to be this week.
Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Killer, great quarterback. Gonna put work in on him.
I don't think UCLA has enough defense, man.
Probably not, but I'm calling for it anyways.
It's gonna be a close game.
I'm gonna ride with you on this one. I think UCLA beat Stanford, and I think McCaffrey's gonna have a great game, but I think it's gonna be a shootout. And then last game of the week, number 17 Arkansas at number 10 Texas A&M. Both teams undefeated
from Cowboys Stadium. Nice. Yep. A&M, an early 5.5-point favorite. 5.5?
5.5. Give me Arkansas.
You going to take the Razorbacks?
Yep. Give me Arkansas, playing in Jerry World. You know Jerry loves Arkansas.
He does. That's why he got him there.
That's the reason I'm going with Texas A&M. I'm going with Texas A&M and Trevor Knight. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like Trevor Knight.
Trevor Knight.
Yeah, he's good.
Is a really good quarterback. Katy Perry's beau. No.
You know what else he can do? He can run the football.
Now let's move on. We talked about all the games coming up this weekend. Who are your top four playoff teams right at this moment?
Big shot, go.
It's pretty clear cut for me. Bama, Louisville, Buckeyes, Clemson Tigers.
Now, are we going top four right now, or are we going top four that at the end of the season?
No, right now. If college football ended, who's in it?
All right.
Who's in?
Am I going next? Oh, won't we go? Oh, you already shared all yours. I'm going to go around the table.
Oh, well, everybody's going to have Bama one.
If you don't got Alabama one, something's wrong with you.
Who do you got one? Go ahead.
I got Bama.
Yeah, Bama. All
right. Roll Tide.
No, I've got – mine's a little bit different. I'm going Bama 1, Ohio State 2, Houston 3, Clemson 4. Because I see Houston – I mean, you talking about right now? I mean, Houston's got the most impressive. I know
Louisville's took their shine away, but they're still good. But they're going to play.
Listen.
They're going to play.
They get to play.
The reason I'm not putting Louisville there is because they still got to play Clemson. I've got to see more of Louisville. But the games I've seen in Houston, oh, my goodness. Garrett Ward, that defensive lineman they have is a monster.
I know you're talking about – I can't remember his name now off the top of my head. I'm going Bama, Buckeyes, Louisville Cardinals, and the Houston Cougars.
So we're pretty much about the same.
Yeah. You've got Clemson. I got
Clemson.
Houston. You've got
I got Clemson. Clemson number four.
Yeah. I just like Clemson's defense right now. Clemson's defense is playing really well.
If Clemson beats Louisville and Florida State, they're in.
Yeah, so, oh yeah.
You know,
the winner of those three teams outside, I think Florida State has a very outside chance to make it. I just don't see how when you get beat by 43, you're going to make it. I just don't see it. They could look a lot better going towards the end of the season, so who knows? But Louisville or Clemson, an outside chance of Florida State, one of them two are making the playoffs.
Exactly.
Because
they're going to win the ACC, no problem.
Which will be in Florida this year.
Thank you, HB2. We appreciate y'all taking all our sporting events from the city. Bastards.
I don't care about that. I just care about that all-star game that got taken. That's all I care about. I was so excited for that.
You know how many millions and millions of dollars? I work in the service industries.
You know how many games I wanted to go to this? I mean, I wanted to go to ACC championship game.
Well, now man. That I don't think Florida State's going, I really don't care. Don't
all right. Well, it's my only chance to see the Belk Bowl. It's only my chance to see NC State.
We lost the Belk Bowl?
We will.
Oh, man.
They're talking about moving it. They're talking about moving it. Haven't lost
maybe
it
to Atlanta.
Yeah, they will move it, though.
All right. They already got the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Yeah,
and the Peach Bowl. No, not the Peach Bowl.
Move it to South Carolina. Put it down
in Darlington.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
Have it at Darlington. Have it at Clemson's University. I don't know.
Eh.
All right. You got anything else?
Nah, man. I'm good. You good, Bob?
Side piece.
All right. That is going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
I'm Big Shot.
And, of course, I'm Rocky, and you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.